Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We call this part of the year Ordinary Time because it's not included in the special seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, or Easter. This week, however, does contain one of the most profound feast days of the Catholic calendar, which falls on Wednesday, February 18th. Ash Wednesday initiates the 40-day penitential period of prayer and abstinence called Lent. We'll celebrate this momentous day with a wonderful Requiem Mass by the influential 20th-century French composer Maurice Duruflé. Ash Wednesday is a very, very old feast day in the Catholic Church. Its celebration grew naturally from much earlier traditions of using ashes to mark repentance, which we find throughout the Hebrew Bible and in other ancient pre-Christian practices. Ash Wednesday derives its name from the placing of ashes on the foreheads of participants to either the words repent and believe in the gospel or remember that you are dust and to dust you shall return. The ashes are prepared by burning the palm leaves from the previous year's Palm Sunday celebrations, thereby connecting Easter with the period of Lent and, of course, with the new Easter season that follows it. The idea of fasting during the 40 days of Lent, or of giving up some favorite edible or potable, or favorite habit, such as smoking or cursing, is also an old idea, predating Christianity, and Christ adopted it in his 40 days in the desert following his baptism. This fasting also extends backwards to the day before Ash Wednesday called Shrove Tuesday, when the abstaining begins. Traditionally, people ate up all their meat on Collop Monday. A collop, that's spelled C-O-L-L-O-P, is a thin slice of meat. And then on Tuesday, all the kitchen stocks of eggs, butter, and fat would be consumed, traditionally by eating pancakes, giving Shrove Tuesday the additional name of Pancake Tuesday. And the period just before Shrove Tuesday, back to Epiphany, gives us the carnival celebration still common in many countries, with its culminating day called Mardi Gras, French for Fat Tuesday. This is a day for eating rich, fatty foods and drinking and carousing in general before the austerity of Lent begins. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Duruflé. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. We'll hear 2 of these today, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant into the sanctuary, and the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion. Today, these are subsumed into our Mass ordinary, a Requiem Mass. Today's introit is Misereris Omnium Domine from the Book of Wisdom. Your mercy extends to all things, O Lord. It will be sung for us in Maurice Duruflé's version from his Opus 9 Requiem by the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
That was today's introit, Your Mercy Extends to All Things, O Lord. Now we'll get into Giroflay's Mass Ordinary, so-called because its order and text never change regardless of the week of the church year. Here's the Kyrie of this Mass, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We've heard the Kyrie of the Opus 9 Requiem Mass by Maurice Giroflay. We will omit the Gloria, or Greater Doxology, the next musical component of the Mass, in favor of two sacred motets by Giroflay, both of them performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, under the direction of the late Richard Marlowe. The first is Tota Pulchra Est, a hymn to Mary translated as, "You are completely beautiful."
Thank you.
We've heard the Marian motet Tota Pulchra Est by Maurice Durofle. Now here's a second entitled Tantum Ergo, referring to the greatness of the divinity contained in the Blessed Sacrament. Again, it's the Trinity College Cambridge Choir. That was Maurice Durofle's motet, Tantum Ergo. Now we shall return to the proper with the offertory Exaltabo Te Domine, I Exalt You, God. Here again, with Durofle's setting from his Opus 9 Requiem, is the choir of King's College, Cambridge. we've heard the offertory from Maurice Duruflé's Requiem. And now we return to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus, followed by the Pie Jesu, both from Duruflé's Requiem.
Thank you.
We've heard the lovely Sanctus and Pia Jesu of Maurice Durufle's Requiem Mass. The final section of the Mass Ordinary is the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Here is Durufle's setting. After that Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, Durufle's Requiem continues with three traditional Requiem movements, Lux Aeterna, Libera Me, and In Paradisum. We'll hear these one after the other, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Thank you. We've heard the Lux Aeterna, the Liberame, and the In Paradisum of Maurice Duruflé's Requiem Mass. This leaves us, however, with time for two more very short motets by today's featured composer, Maurice Duruflé, both of them performed by the late Richard Marlowe's remarkable undergraduate choir from Trinity College, Cambridge. The first is called Tu es Petrus, Christ's Salutation to Peter, from the Gospel of Matthew. And the second is Ubi Caritas, where charity and love are, God is there.
Thank you.
We've heard Maurice Duruflé's mini motets Tu es Petrus and Ubi Caritas. And with them, we come to the end of today's broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed this program of motets in Maurice Duruflé's Requiem Mass for Ash Wednesday. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, when we'll feature wonderful music for the first Sunday of Lent. You can listen again to this program, or to any of our programs in this series, and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 337. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Brenda Aiken for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a contemplative Ash Wednesday.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.